If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
Hello, and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello, and welcome to Gardeners Favourites, a new podcast series featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Kate Bradbury, and the team here at Gardeners World magazine. In this special winter series, we'll share with you some of our winter highlights, guaranteed to beat the winter gloom, with options to get you outside enjoying your garden and recommendations for days when you want to curl up indoors. So sit back and enjoy as we share our favourites.
Hi, I'm Lily Middleton, content creator at BBC Gardeners World magazine, and today I'm talking about trees to spot on winter walks. I chuck on a woolly jumper, a comfy old pair of jeans, my favourite woolly hat, and I'm all set for a wonderfully wintry walk. Whether strolling around my local London parks or along the river, or even when on my walking commute, I'm a big fan. I also love going on walking holidays to explore new areas in the countryside, although I'm less keen on a sudden field full of cows, which you are sometimes required to navigate. One of the best things about taking time to walk is noticing nature. And whether in the city or the country, trees are a constant source of pleasure, not to mention their many environmental benefits. I really love deciduous trees in winter, with their bare branches and ghostly silhouettes. And whilst I have to admit that my tree knowledge is truly tested by a bare branch, I'm unlikely to ace a twig identification test, I can't help but admire the form of trees at this time of the year. One of my favourite trees in winter is the birch, with bright bark that gleams in the precious hours of sunshine, and there's few sights better than a crisp white birch bark against a bright blue sky. There are 35 species of birch globally, with Betula pendula being the UK native species. This is also known as the silver or common birch and has been given the prestigious RHS Award of Garden Merit. If you're looking for a tree to add to your garden, the birch is a fantastic choice and loved by many garden designers. So keep an eye out for this vibrant bark on your winter wanderings. Another wonderful tree in winter is Acer griseum, or paper bark maple. When its leaves fall in autumn, its bark becomes the star of the show as the red bark flakes and peels back to reveal new, smooth, orange-red bark beneath. It's a beautifully ornamental tree all year round, but who can resist that peeling bark revealed in the winter months? Not only is the colour vibrant against a winter garden, but the texture from the peeling bark is irresistible. Another winter favourite of mine are conifers. It's easy to identify conifers. They're literally plants that have cones. Nearly all conifers are evergreen, so for a welcoming, lush burst of green in the winter months, they're a hit. I love gathering conifer cones on walks and bringing them home to add to a festive wreath or display. There are a huge amount of conifers to choose from compact varieties of juniper and spruce right up to the giant redwood. So be wary when picking one for your garden, depending on how much space you have. One of my favourite conifers is the Italian cypress. Although we're talking about winter today, it's one of those trees that instantly reminds you of Mediterranean holidays, a welcome reflection in the depths of winter. And let's not forget one of the most common uses of a conifer, a Christmas tree. And whilst it's best to ensure you're picking a sustainably grown and sourced tree, or even a live potted tree that has a life beyond the festivities, there's no denying the glorious scent and look of a real tree in the home at Christmas. One of my favourite evergreen trees is the holm oak or Quercus ilex. I also have a favourite specific tree when it comes to the holm oak, and that is the tree that sits in the grounds of Fulham Palace in London. It's an incredibly precious specimen at over 500 years old and is one of the garden's most prized plants. It's native to the Mediterranean and is believed that this specimen was one of the first to be introduced to Britain. It's a truly majestic specimen, and you can't help but be in awe when standing beneath its canopy, pondering the stories it could tell you. If you're looking for a reliable tree for your garden, this is an excellent choice, tolerant of pollution, strong winds, and salt spray if you're near the coast. It can be grown as a hedge or clipped into topiary, a common sight in Italy, and its dense canopy all year round is ideal for birds. So do keep an eye out for this incredible tree, whether it's the ancient one at Fulham or one in your local area. Be sure to admire the trees around you the next time you head out on a stroll. Take a moment to look up at the tree beside you and appreciate its winter beauty, whether that be the bare branches of a deciduous tree that seems so fragile against the seasonal weather, or the lush evergreens that provide winter shelter for wildlife and much-needed greenery in barren winter landscapes.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.